to play tracks. Saw Jeff Gordon with Richard Petty before the race. Richard, 10 wins here. Gordon with 6. He's the race leader. They come to the line. They get the green flag. 7 to go.
And you'll see Gordon hung back there. He did not want to get any gap in between him and the 25 car so they could make a run on him.
No, he wanted to keep the pack compressed.
Closed up.
He wanted it where Boyer took off a little early, and those guys behind him got a good run on him and went around him on the outside.
I think if McMurray's going to have any shot, he's going to have to jump up there on the high side, and hopefully somebody's going to come with him, but Johnson won't. But maybe the 07 of Boyer could get there.
And they've already worked over Boyer going in turn one, and two or three of them have got by him, like, instantly. And that totally catches me off guard, because Boyer had been protecting that inside when he was up front. He protected it like it was gold.
Chevy, Chevy, Ford, Chevy.
You know, McMurray's just going, oh, man. Looking out the windshield, looking in the mirror.
Where's Carl?
It's all Hendrick cars. Carl is in sixth.
6 to go.
And if he jumped out, whoa, and here comes a 5 car flying up on the high side, taking anybody that will go with him.
Right now, that would be Biffle if he can get there.
But remember the 500. It was one from the outside, man.
The 26 has got to jump out in front of that 5 car right now if he can. And doesn't. And now he's going to get a push.
Ralph.
Oh, contact.
Boy, there was contact in there, and everybody's cheering down here in the 26 pit, but he's on the outside, which is where he really needs to be right now. On the bottom, his car is very loose. He's just hoping he can get somebody to shove him around the outside.
There's going to be a shove here in a second. Mayer's the loser.
Oh, look at the Kyle Busch just turned left, man.
Left, right down across the hood of the 48, and he's going to be leading this thing in a minute.
Kyle Busch in the 5 car, trying to win 2 NASCAR races on the same track in the same day.
How cool would that be? I don't care. That would just be phenomenal.
You're fine. 2 to these guys back here.
Now, which way is the 48 his teammate going to go?
I was just thinking the same thing.
He's got 2 Hendrick teammates behind him, the 48 of Johnson and the 24 of Gordon. Gordon's in the high line. Behind McMurray.
Oh, man! That 5 car loose.
And he's still in the gas.
He doesn't know any other way.
He has driven that car that way all night long. He's done it down here with the Busch car in February. Every time he comes to this place, he drives the car looser
keep
here
rolling,
than anybody
right
I've seen.
Now,
here's where it's going to get hairy. I mean, 48 is on that 5 car, and he's on his bumper really close to the corner. It'll turn that 5 car. And I think that's probably why the 48 is backing off when they get to the corner.
The 48, by backing off a little bit like that, is trying to help the 5 car get into the corner more than anything else. He could run up there, and if the car was a little bit better, all but bump draft.
Oh, nice move by Carl Edwards.
And Kurt Busch going to try and come along.
Oh, Busch gets a little bit loose.
He's got his teammate behind him in the 12, Ryan Newman.
Kyle Busch didn't want to see that, I'm going to tell you that. He don't want to look up and see Carl.
I don't know if the 5 has really looked in his mirror in the last 100 laps.
I'm not sure he has a mirror.
I don't really think he cares who's behind him.
Gordon pushing McMurray to the lead while his teammate in the inside lane loses the lead.
But he has to. That's the lane he's in. Those guys committed to the high line for right now, and they've got to push who's ever in the high line, whether it's your teammate or not. It makes no difference.
Jamie McMurray in that 26 car won in his second career start. Has not won in the last 166 races. Look at him go.
Now, this is dangerous, though, for a leader. When they get out front, then that pack will charge up, and they'll have a really good run on him. And that's where Jamie's got to make sure that he doesn't get too far ahead of this pack.
Jamie needed that on the last lap, not 3 laps
right
ago.
You can't shoot up a ghost!